Nick on your home for the Huskies and the Kraken. Seattle Sports Radio 93.3, KJR FM.
They'll motion McMillan. They'll give it to him, and now pitch it back to Polk. Give it to Penix. It's a flea flicker. He throws ahead to J-Mac, who catches. Has blockers in front. 20, 15, 10. Bring him into the field. 5. Threw a couple of Buffaloes and into the end zone. Handoff goes Davis. Tons of room in the middle. He does a flip into the end zone. Touchdown, Cam Davis. And he spreads his arms wide open saying, this is how I perform my next trick. Touchdown number 13 of the season.
Well, I tell you what, man, getting ready for Saturday. Tony Castricone there on the call. He'll have the call for you Saturday night from Pullman, 7:30. But a guy that knows a thing or two about what it's like to beat Wazoo in the Apple Cup, baby. I saw this guy on Sunday at our annual Apple Cup tournament this weekend. Had a great time. And I said, you know what? It's been a long damn time since this guy's been on the air. We got to bring him back. Joe Jarzynka, one of the great punt returners, if not the greatest, in Washington football history, is with us now on the radio show. Joe, it's great to see you over the weekend. How are you, pal? What's going on?
Softy, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for the invite here today. It was great to see you on Sunday as well.
Well, listen, man, it's fun to have you back on the air talking Apple Cup. And I got to set the record straight, though, for one thing before we get going here. There's a rumor, and maybe it's more legend now than fact, that you never caught a punt in your life when you played at UW. Is that entirely accurate from your perspective?
Well, you know, sometimes it's best to just let the legend speak and not even tamper with it.
I got you. All right, that's fine, because I say never having fair caught a punt versus having fair caught one or two punts, I think sounds a lot better, to be honest with you. So we'll just go
absolutely
with that.
I think the story would – I'd be remiss not to tell the story again of – the one that I did fair catch, which led to an all-out ass-beating by Lambright in the team room in front of everybody, which pretty much changed my trajectory.
Wow. Who was that against? Do you remember?
Yeah, that was down at BYU. I think it was the first game of the season in 96, maybe?
Man.
97? No, 98.
And there was nothing like an ass-chewing by Jim Lambright. Trust me, pal, I've seen plenty of those, and I totally agree with you.
Yeah, it was brutal. Of course, it had to be in front of the entire team.
Wow. Well, you'll never forget that. You'll take that scar with you for the rest of your life. But Joe Jarzynka is with us on the radio show, and I'm curious because here we got a team last year, Joe, in the Apple Cup in Wazoo that came here and, let's face it, manhandled UW, and they had a big old party on the 50-yard line. You remember the 97 game when Ryan Leaf and those guys came to Seattle. They tried to tear down the goalpost. They partied on your stadium. The fans rushed the field. How much did you think about and talk about that game heading into the next game in 1998?
Oh, that was awful. You know, it's funny. Everybody tried to make a big deal, or was making a big deal of the Apple Cup, and I never really understood it, because how can you have a true rivalry against somebody that you stomp the snot out of every single year? But that year, they came down, and it was a slap in the face, I got to tell you, and certainly it left a sour taste in our mouth until the next year.
I love it. And then you guys, I think, won 3 or 4 in a row after that game. But when you hear about the Apple Cup, when you think about the Apple Cup, man, why does that game still today mean so much to you? Why did it mean as much to you?
That particular one where we lost, or just the Apple Cup
in
general?
Any of them, yeah.
You know, it's fun because those of us that grew up here, or at least went to school long enough to make a lot of friends in the region, have friends that went to both schools, and that's how it was for me. Certainly, I married a Cougar that also went to Washington State. And, you know, there's just such a great rivalry in that regard. So, you know, you're going to be playing in front of your friends. You know, most of the people that even weren't necessarily football fans were going to be watching. It was a lot of fun, and I've had some great memories from Apple Cups, and it's just been a great experience for me.
Well, Joe Jarzynka is with us on the radio show, one of the great punt returners in UW football history. Also was a kicker here at Washington for a while in the mid to late 90s. Give me a thought, Joe, on the job that Kalen DeBoer is doing, 9-2, and just got a contract extension yesterday through 2028.
Oh, man, just absolutely phenomenal. Jimmy Lake was a friend of mine, and it's unfortunate how that whole thing played out. But I don't think anybody could sit here and tell you that anything that's happening right now is a bad thing. You know, it's just you look at the guy and he just exudes winning. You know, his attitude, just his energy is so positive, and you just feel like you're going to win no matter what you're doing. If you're walking into the hardware store with him, you feel like you're going to...
averaging almost 40 points a game. The transformation on offense has been unbelievable. What do you make of what they're doing on that side of the ball, including number 9?
You know, it really has been fantastic to watch, and it just goes to show you that there is so much involved with the success that people have. It's all about the timing. You know, it's the coaches that coordinate with the players that are matched up with the weather and all this stuff. I mean, there's so many different factors that play into when those things all come together. And yet here we are. It's all coming together. And we go from one of the worst in the pack to one of the best in the country. And that is so fun to watch and so exciting to be a part of.
Did you consider, Joe, I'm curious, before we talk about the game on Saturday, Joe Jarzynka is with us. I mean, look, obviously Wazoo has always been, you know, a rivalry in some ways, but did you consider Oregon to be a rival when you were at UW, or did that thing really kind of grow after you took off?
No, you know, that's funny that you bring it up. I was just talking about this recently, and again, going back to the whole concept of how can you really have a real living rivalry against somebody that you stomp on every year. And beside that aside, the rivalry with Oregon really, I think, started just before I got there, or even as when I was a redshirt freshman, with the pick six on our friend Damon. Yes. And all that, and the way that Oregon fans treated you when you went down there, and the experience you had playing in Austin, which I loved and appreciated, but it's a far cry. It was a different experience back then than it is today. And that rivalry really came to head, I think, in the late 90s, and then continued on because they've continued to have some success. Whereas we have as well, it's been a little bit up and down, but you know, you're always going to get something good out of the Oregon game.
Yeah, no doubt. You don't need to mention the interception, by the way. You can just skip over that. That's totally fine. We don't need
just
to talk about
forgotten.
That. Yeah, well, I had a lobotomy. That part of my brain is gone. But you, I think you had a couple of games in Pullman when you were at UW, Joe, and Joe Jarzynka again with us on the air. What do you remember about the way you were treated out there in Pullman? Any memories or stories about the way the Huskies were treated in the Apple Cup in Pullman, man?
Not really, unfortunately. It'd be great for the story on radio, Sophie, but unfortunately, I've had good experiences over there, and I had a lot of friends over there. Have a lot of friends that graduated from there, even not only went there but actually graduated. It's a pretty magical thing. But I've had a lot of good times, and I still have a lot of good friends.
All right, give us your take on the game on Saturday. Vegas says it's going to be a close one. Huskies are only given 1.5 as of right now, so they're expecting a four-quarter game. What do you see happening on Saturday night in Pullman, Joe?
Oh, geez, that is tight. Holy smokes.
Yep.
I think I'm going to widen that out a little bit. I think we're just going to drop the hammer at some point. It'll probably be close first half and into the third, and I think by the end of the third, we're going to open it up by 14 points or so, and then finish somewhere in there, probably 17 up.
Wow, I'll take that right now. Well, Joe, before you go, I got to get some memories from you, your favorite play, your favorite moment. You mentioned fumbling a punt and Jim Lambright ripping your ass in front of the entire team, which I love hearing that, by the way. We can laugh about that stuff now. You were probably scared out of your freaking mind when that happened. What do you remember more about that? You got to tell us, what did he say to you in front of the team, dude? Tell me more about that story.
Okay, so in that story, we watched the special teams all together in the team room, and it's up on the big screen. I mean, it is gigantic, the image. And they punt the ball, and then I catch it, and he stops it. And then with the laser pointer, he takes the laser, and he's going up and back in this lane that is about – that you could drive a freaking semi truck down that goes from me all the way to the end zone. And he says, catch the freaking ball and run with it. Get the freaking brick road! And I felt about as small as you could possibly imagine, and I wanted to crawl away and crawl in a hole. But one thing was clear after that moment, I was not going to fair catch another punt the rest of my life.
I love it. I love it. That is awesome, man. Great stuff, Joe. Hey, listen, dude, it's awesome to hear your voice. Tell people what you're doing these days, man.
You know, it's actually been a pretty exciting time for me. After starting a development company a few years ago, I just made a transition, accepted a position with DHI Communities here in the Seattle area, Kirkland, actually, which is the multifamily division of D.R. Horton. And we're out. I'm the land acquisition manager for them, and we're out building apartments. And it's right up my alley, and really exciting, man.
Good for you. Joe, you're the man. Have a great Thanksgiving. Best of the family. Go Dogs. Enjoy the Apple Cup on Saturday, and we'll talk soon, brother.
Thanks, Opti. Have a good one.
You got it, man. Joe Jarcinko with us on the air. That was tremendous. Oh, God, I could just see Lambright saying that to him right now. All right, we're going to break. 4:43. Come back and wrap it up. Kevin Harlan's going to join us, by the way, at 5 o'clock tonight. Then the coaches show with Kalen DeBoer, fresh off a brand-new contract at 5:30 tonight from the Mountaineering Club at the Graduate Hotel right here on Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM.